The most radical change in the fall TV season is Jay Leno's move to prime time. By putting his comedy talk show on at 10 p.m., five nights a week, NBC took a huge gamble. Conventional wisdom says dramas are the most popular shows in that time slot. 2 weeks in, NPR's Elizabeth Blair checks in on Leno.
It's pretty much late night, Jay Leno, only earlier and without the desk.
And Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi ducked. This moron was at the UN today. You see him? He talked forever. He talked on Israel and the swine flu and the JFK assassinations. Where was Kanye West to grab the microphone away?
The new Jay Leno show has not been a ratings bonanza. It started off with a bang, reaching more than 18 million viewers that first night. But 1 week later, that number plummeted, putting NBC in third place in the 10 p.m. time slot. Since Jay Leno is relatively cheap to produce, NBC will still make money.
They set the bar low to begin with, and it's about to go lower, I think.
Ken Tucker is editor of Entertainment Weekly. He says Leno really has his eye on the 18 to 49-year-old set.
If he can't keep up a certain age group, advertisers are going to flee from that.
Once upon a time when Jay Leno was in a fierce ratings battle with David Letterman, he stepped up his game, made changes, and eventually won. NBC executives say they'll judge the Jay Leno show after it's been on for 52 weeks. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.